KG's GIA certified diamonds. How could we help you?
Oh, I love GIA certified diamonds. How are you?
Oh, you called the right place. We're doing good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So you don't sell EGLs, huh?
No EGLs, no IGI, no AGS, no none of them three initial third world country kind of crap.
Well played. I like it.
How you doing, Tom?
Oh, pretty good. What's going on your end?
Oh, man, trying to wrap everything up before I get ready to go out of the country and then enjoy some time off before I come back again.
Yeah, you're leaving, what, next week? The 20th, did you say?
Wednesday.
Yeah, a week from today? Nice.
Yeah.
Well, very good.
Yes,
I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
I am. I'm looking so forward to that. It's un-fucking believable. Thank God businesses is slow. My repair box is getting thinner and thinner. Shit, everything is working out for whatever good reason.
Yeah, right. Well, that's good. So you'll
yes,
be, now do you, is your house is already built there, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So you're staying at your home.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, nice.
Matter of fact, I got my friend done bought a bunch of fucking barbecue meat already. Got it all marinated, bunch of pork meat and stuff like that in the freezer. Got a couple of bottles of vodka chilling in the freezer for me.
Perfect. There you go. You're all set up.
We arrive on Friday. We fucking barbecue on Saturday.
Perfect. Can't
beat
that.
Can't get better than that.
No, you can't beat that at all.
No.
How's the weather there this time of year? Pretty warm?
It's nice. It's very comfortable. At night, it might get a little cool. But in the daytime, it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yes, sir.
Well, I just wanted to touch base with you and see if your customer for those 4 carats made it in yet.
He did. I'm showing him a lab-grown diamond, Tom.
Oh, are you?
I showed him a 5-carat total weight and a 4-carat total weight lab-grown earrings.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave him the price, and I showed him your diamonds and the invoice. I said, just add my commission on top. He says, fuck that shit. I'm buying her some lab coins.
he's not ready to drop that kind of coin.
I mean, he's got the money.
Mm-hmm.
They have the money. He's not going to spend that kind of money on some earrings.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, we had to give it a try.
Yeah. So I'm going to be doing some shippings tomorrow. And I'm hoping maybe I can sell that between today and tomorrow. But if I don't, I was going to ship it to you. That way, at least I have it back in your possession while I'm gone.
Sure. Yeah, that works.
Yep.
Sounds good. Yeah, and in the meantime, hey, you're open for business the rest of the week. So if anything else comes up quick that you need, let me know.
You never know what might just come in.
Yeah.
But we're here for you.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Anything
How
else
you
going
doing
on
your end?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, it's too bad those fights didn't go our way over the weekend.
Dude, I mean, I was saying it in the back of my head, so okay. Jim is from New Jersey. The fight was in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I would have looked at that before I made my final decision, I would have probably gone the other way and picked Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, with Hamzat and his bullshit, the stuff that we heard about how he was weighing over, that should have been a telltale sign, like switch the bet, put it on Strickland.
Yeah, I was really, I mean, I was thoroughly shocked about that one.
But did you hear how he had to drop 46 pounds?
No.
He had to drop 46 pounds to make weight. Still couldn't make weight. And he was to the point he was almost going to have to fight another fighter, like one 235, like Prochaska instead of Strickland.
Oh, okay. So he's going to have to move up in class then?
He's going to have to move up, or unless they do a rematch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of weight to lose.
What? That's a ton of weight he had to drop.
Right, for so sure.
People having a hard time to lose 10 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine trying to lose 46-some pounds.
Yeah, you'd think he'd definitely be weaker, for sure.
Yeah. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
But it looked like a bunch of favorites and a couple of underdogs. Van was an underdog, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was the only one that won anyways.
Well, what about Strickland? He was an underdog.
Well, and right, and him. Yeah, that's true. Right. Yeah, he was a big underdog.
So, I think, what's the next title fight coming up? The White House card?
Is there one in between there? I know that's the end of June, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be June 14th, maybe.
Okay, so yeah, that'd be the next one.
It means favorites.
Yeah, that's
so who is the co-main event?
I don't even know. Is O'Malley the co-main?
Or
what about O'Malley?
O'Malley is on the prelim, I think, or the beginning of the fight. I think it's
Pereira.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Oh, Pereira? Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. They don't even have anything listed, at least on...
I think it was Pereira. And Syria Khan.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, Pereira and... Yep, gone. You're right. And then Topuria and Gaethje.
Yeah, two favorites.
Yeah.
Three underdogs. All right, we're taking the two favorites and the three underdogs. For now.
Till we change our minds.
So, okay, who we got the other three?
So there's, Puri is a big favorite. Pereira and Gan are basically a coin flip. O'Malley's a favorite. And then Chandler is an underdog against Ruffy.
Ooh, that's going to be a difficult one to pick. Shit.
Yeah, Bo Nickel's a favorite over Kyle Daukaus.
Going to be a tough one. I mean... That theory, you know, favorites, underdogs, is not working for us.
You never know what you might end up getting. Usually a lot of the favorites would know.
But definitely the last two favorites for sure. We'll have to see who else we can pick in between.
Yeah. Well, no need to worry about that now. You worry about your vacation. Enjoying your time away, KG.
I am. I'm looking forward to spend time with my mom, just show her around, do some things, and build up more memories, and just move on forward, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, enjoy the time with your family.
Yeah, that's about it. How is it in New York? How's the weather in New York?
Not bad. Yeah, it's just been a little bit cooler. We haven't really seen, I think this weekend we're supposed to have some nice weather, so it could be getting warmer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I may have to go home and cut some grass this afternoon if I can make it home in time.
Yeah, you guys are getting warm weather now, huh?
Oh shit, it's in the 80s.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, 80s and just raining most of the time, different places. The grass is getting tall.
Yeah, it's raining today. Yes.
I could use the cardio this afternoon.
There you go. Get the blood flowing through your body.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I spent this weekend setting up a trampoline for my girls. That was a bitch.
Oh, yeah?
God. Pulling those springs into the little hooks, I've never strained my arms so much pulling those things. It was unbelievable.
You have to use a fucking big old plier and pull that son of a bitch out.
I ended up YouTubed it, and they're a flathead screwdriver is what me and my wife were using to pull back the springs. Yeah, that worked, but that was still a pain in the ass. Oh my God.
Oh hell yeah.
But they're having a ball on it, so it was worth it.
You have a net around it too?
Yeah, we put the net up. Yeah.
Good. That's important.
Yeah. I mean, they're only 5 and 3, so they're not jumping too high yet. But we've got a hospital visit just waiting. I know. I hate trampolines, but the mother-in-law got it, KG. What am I supposed to say?
Put it in her fucking backyard. Jump. I want to see you jump on it.
I don't like the idea at all, but I was like, whatever. I can't say no. The woman had it delivered to our house. I was like, oh, God.
Oh, God, yeah. I tell you what's a good thing to put in the backyard. It's a fucking pool.
A pool, exactly. Yeah.
You know? I used to have one of those standing pools. I put a deck around it, too. I took care of it for a few years, and then we eventually sold the house, and I just dismantled everything.
Yeah. Yeah, pools are nice. I mean, thankfully, my sister actually has a really nice pool, and they're like 5 or 10 minute drive from us. So the girls start to go over there a lot. So, yeah, so I'm good.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need that then.
Yeah. And then... Yeah, we're around the corner from my parents, which actually they live on a pond. It's like a big pond that leaks out onto Lake Ontario. And my dad just bought a boat this year, so we'll be out there pedaling around. And so they'll have their fair share of water, which is nice. So I don't have to drop a bunch of money I don't have on a pool just yet.
Dude, a pool is like a money sinking hole, like a boat.
Yeah, but at least down south where you are, you get more use out of it. Up here, I mean, it's really just a money pit because you only get it for, you know, maybe late May to September. That's about it.
Unless you get your heated pool.
Right.
You know, but, down south, we could use the pool just most of 9 months out of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. But yeah, so we've got the trampoline, and they, you know, now first thing all weekend, open the door, they wake up, hey, daddy, can I go on the trampoline? Can I go on the trampoline? I was like, gosh, you didn't even say good morning.
Well, put a cat in there too.
Bounce that thing right over the net.
That motherfucker bouncing all over that trampoline.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, they were bringing their stuffed animals in there, and I was throwing those up and bouncing them. They were getting a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't teach them the bad stuff because they'll try to mimic it.
Yeah, right, exactly. You're right.
You are. How big is the trampoline? About 10 feet?
I don't know. Probably a 10-footer. Yeah, it's not huge. Not that
okay,
big.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So not many people can get in, just the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 3 or 4 max. Yeah.
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 That's good.
So that's about it.
So let's just see what kind of a business we're going to do when we get back in June.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be ready to knock your door down if you've been, once you're gone for 3-4 weeks.
I got some potentials. They're going to come see me. So, but everybody knows I'm going out of town, so I think they're just kind of holding back. So,
yeah.
They'll pay for that vacation when I get back.
There you go. Well, I will talk to you soon, I'm sure. So.
I'm sure we do, Tom. Well, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you.
Yep. Have a good rest of the day. Yeah, hang on to those. I mean, yeah, hang on to them until, you know, you're ready to get everything cleared
up. Were you supposed to send me a cert on a diamond that I don't have?
Yeah, the pear shape. Let me just double check on that and make sure that that's on its way here. Yeah, we received that. That's going out today. You're going to see it go, or certs go out 2 days, so you'll see that on Friday.
Good deal. That way I can mail it my Friday or Saturday, and they'll get it next week sometimes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, I thank you again and again and again. And I'll be talking to you soon, brother.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.